Weekly Dose of Fat, show number 62 for Friday, July 10th, 2015. Welcome to the Weekly Dose of Fat with me, Sven, and JK.
Hello!
With the possible Gomez on the horizon. Our erstwhile buddy Gomez is traveling west for a rendezvous with Saddle Drive at some point in the future, and may be checking in, but I guess when you're traveling, you might not even keep track of the days.
Depending on what casino you're in, where right. There's no clocks.
I know I wouldn't if I didn't have to.
Fat Bike Radio and the Weekly Dose of Fat is brought to you by Surly. Check out their bikes, wares, and the such at surlybikes.com.
What's happening on the show this week, JK?
This week, we will be taking calls all show long to ask the question and get your responses. What is the most you'd ever, ever spend on winter cycling boots? And then after that, we'll reveal next week's calling question. And we'll check in with the Fatty Farm Field Report. Ding, 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 ding. And links from all across the interwebs.
Yay, interwebs!
Yay, internets. You're so true all the time.
JK brought some cheers beers here today. Yeah. Grain Belt, a favorite of the show.
Somehow easily available at places I go to, which is surprising, because I'm going for...
Hey, we've got a caller, JK.
Hey.
Who do we have on the line?
Travis, up in Anchorage, Alaska.
Hey, Travis. How you doing up there in Anchorage?
Oh, doing just great. Absolutely fantastic. We're having a good summer. Weather's been nice. Finally got a little sprinkle of rain to knock the fire danger down. Trails have been fantastic.
Excellent. Did you call in to answer our exciting question?
Yeah, and I got my wife here with me, too. She might chime in. I think we both agreed that on the with regard to what we'd pay for a good pair of winter boots.
Right on. Well, you guys live up in a place where you're going to need them, so if anybody's got justification to spend some cash, what is the most you'd ever spend on winter cycling boots?
The most that we would ever spend on winter cycling boots would be $500.
Wow. That's impressive. So do you guys ride SPD style boots?
No, we both ride flats.
Okay.
And I tried a couple different boot combos this winter. This winter was our first year fat biking, and had a lot of issues with the warmth factor. You know, we did a lot of riding and walking just to get off and warm the feet up.
Sure. What did you end up using?
Our winter boots, hiking boots, insulated, 400 gram, and then I put the 45 North Super Space footbed in mine as well, and still ended up with cold feet. Down to 10 degrees, it was fine, but once you kind of got below that 10 degree mark, we ended up doing a lot of biking and hiking just to keep the feet warm.
Okay. So if you would spend $500 on a pair of boots, you'd be looking to get well below zero into the minus 20s or 40 area. What's the coldest you're going to plan on riding?
Yeah, I'd like something that took me down to 20 below. And, you know, once it gets down below that, I'm hanging out in my garage, drinking beer and riding my trainer.
Right on. All right. So what do you got planned for rides during the summer?
We've been all over the place, and I was listening a couple of weeks ago, and I remember Gomez making the comment about people up in Alaska and how, you know, when we get a chance to ride our mountain bikes, we're on them a lot. So we've been probably riding the fat bikes about once a week, once every couple of weeks, and we've been out on the full suspension squishy bikes, doing a whole bunch of different rides up here. The trail system in Anchorage is just so fantastic that, you know, you can never leave town and get great riding in on a daily basis. But we've done some pass rides, Johnson Pass and Lost Lake Trail, which are some traverses. Yeah, just getting out as much as we can, getting the fresh air. And we did, we took our bikes down to Homer. We met Gomez down there this winter. In fact, my wife, Lori, won the, Gomez gave her the best wipeout award. So, In my garage, I've got the sprocket of shame hanging up there.
Right on.
Yeah, she ate it on the beach that day. She was riding without studs and pile-drived her knee into a rock, and by the time the ride was done, it looked like she had two kneecaps
on one
leg.
Well, too bad he's not here, so she could just say hey to Gomez. He's actually out traveling west towards Saddle Drive eventually, but we may get a chance to talk to him here and there during the next couple of weeks if he calls in.
Right on, yeah. I read that he was getting ready to go westbound on an expedition. Is he going to get out to the Oregon coast at all?
I don't think he's planning on getting out there till after Interbike. So he's going to go out to Saddle Drive on this trip and then come back this way so we can all hang out and do some beach riding. And then post Interbike, I believe he has a plan to go Oregon way. But, you know, it's all in flux. We make a lot of fun plans, and we kind of do what we can do. So hopefully he'll get out there. Hopefully I'll get out there. I was just last week we had a link in the show notes from the Path Less Pedaled, Traveled, whatever. I don't remember the name of the blog right this second.
Yeah,
but she had a lot of great tips on up and down the coast, and there's people actively working on making, you know, sort of a cheater's guide to what makes sense to ride and how to transition from certain spots where you got to go around headlands and stuff like that. So I'd love to get out there.
Yeah, it's absolutely beautiful. I used to live down there, and you know, I've been following you guys and saw that there was finally some places popping up out there that are renting fat bikes. So I'm hoping to get a nice beach ride in there when I head down to see some friends late August, early September. And I've hiked all over out there, and used to hunt out on the coast. And my wife and I recently took a trip down a couple years back, and we went four-wheeling down there in Florence on the dunes. And I would love to get out there on the fat bike.
All right, man. Well, thanks for giving us a call and having your wife at your side to answer that most important question of the week.
Well, I got to put an asterisk on that. You know, we do get dividend checks up here where the state gives us about $1,500 to $2,000 a year. So our price break might be a little higher than the average folk.
Right on. All right, man.
Move to Alaska. Right. Let the state buy you some warm boots, man.
That sounds good. All right, Travis, call in anytime. All right. Thanks a lot, man.
Hey, thanks, man. You guys take care.
Okay. Later. Bye.
Bye.
All right. So we'll be taking more calls all show long. Oh, so long. All show long.
An elbow long.
Yeah. Meanwhile, I think we can reveal next week's call-in question.
Next week's call-in question will be, is your fat bike your all-season friend or just a winter fling?
Hey, call in next week, Wednesday from 8 to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time to 818-918-2453, and let's discuss.
That's 818-918-BIKE.
And we're still wrangling up some regional reporters who can call in with a report about what's happening in the fat bike world. We'll be looking for people from various areas around the country, so if you have a spot that you're actively fat biking and would like to let us know what's happening there, shoot us an email to info@fatbike.com and let us know what's up, and we'll set up a time for you to get on the show and let our listeners know what's going on in your neck of the woods.
You're tuned to Fat Bike Radio. Fat Radio.
Jumbo USA builds innovative, technically superior bicycles that are race-ready, ride-driven, and tested to withstand the harshest conditions and tackle the toughest and roughest terrain. Learn more about Chumba's American-made Ursa and coming soon Ursa Major at ChumbaUSA.com.
And we're back. Welcome to this week's Fatty Farm Field Report.
I'm trying to do the teletype noise, but it's not really working out very well.
Right on. Yeah, you know, there's you're heading away. You're going away somewhere. Yes. Beachy on the East Coasty.
In the Virginia Beach, Sandbridge Beach area. It's going to be nice, good. I've only seen like two fat bikes, and I was waiting. I'm like, somebody, some shop, rent these out at least, please. And finally, this year, this place right by where I'm staying is renting out some cars.
They heard your pleas for...
Yeah, my internal pleas, my passive... My
please, I have some pleas for fat bike rentals in Virginia Beach.
In my brain that I...
Well, cool. So you're leaving on Friday.
Yes.
And give us a call in next week, Wednesday. Let us know what's up.
Yeah. I haven't locked down when I'm reserving the bike and going to go tear around because there's a park just south of the beach. I mean, it's just long beach.
It sounds perfect. Out.
And this way I can.
And there's shark attacks.
Yeah, that's exactly it. You know, if I go out a little far, you know, it floats.
Yeah. You can sit on top of it and be shark resistant.
And I have to get it back by the end of the day, so I don't have to wash
it. Watch for helicopters or low flying airplanes.
Or Roy Scheider.
Yeah.
To watch towers. Jangling bells and what have you.
There's a little bit of other non-fat bike news out there. There's something going on in France. What do you know about that? We are climbing the mountain. Well, we're not in the mountains yet. We are just crashing on the plains.
Yes.
Man.
So I was looking at some of the... Yeah, oh, yeah. I saw that. The
gruesome footage.
Stage three?
And you people want carbon fiber fat bikes.
Well, it was funny because I heard about it, but I didn't see any of the footage. So, of course, I'm looking at the footage and, internets, you are so cruel to me at times. I'm watching the one with the guy that was chasing his beer that fell. It's just like zing, 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 zing. And then all of a sudden just random pedestrian eats it.
Wow. Much fun.
Oh, yes.
So that goes on almost till the end of the month. I guess we'll probably... talk about it again next week. They'll be already in the mountains by then.
There's going to be a winner, I'll bet.
Yeah. Hopefully at least one of them finishes.
It takes me like the whole race to like understand what the hell is going on.
Right.
And then by that time it's like, oh, wait.
And they're already in Paris. I noticed that there's a new GoPro Hero 4 coming out too. I don't know how exciting that is to me.
That little
black
box?
Yeah,
like tiny, small. Tiny, tiny little guy. I
mean, it was already tiny. Now it's half tinier, half the size tinier.
Yeah.
So maybe you fat bikers out there that like the point of view cameras have something new to play with. It's waterproof without putting a housing on it. It just keeps moving forward. Make some videos on your new Hero 4 GoPro and send them to us.
Do it.
All right. On the plus bike side of things, the guys in the shop have a prototype Schlick Apol dressed up in the newest 27 Plus gear that we're testing, including the Manitou Magnum 27 Plus fork, Sunringle Mulefoot 50mm 27.5 rims, V-Tire Trax Fatties, the wider 3.25s, and it's got some other cool stuff on for your trail riding pleasure, like a KSLEV dropper post, XX1 drivetrain, and a cool 1UP 44-tooth rear cog for your buddy Sven so he can get up those hills with that 30-tooth front chainring. And then there's an assortment of other top-shelf components. Look for kind of a preview of that over at plusbikes.com next week.
You're tuned to Fat Bike Radio.
Hello, caller. How's it going?
Really cool, which would be $199.
We're having a little bit of a hard time hearing you, mate.
Hello? Can you hear me now?
Yeah, that's way better than it was before. What were you doing, talking into the wrong end of the phone?
Yeah, flip it around.
I'm actually traveling at Warp 7.5. Just went underneath the archway in near Kearney, Nebraska.
I remember that arch.
I-80. Driving out west.
Driving that train.
So what's up, boys?
On cocaine.
Doing the show here, and took a call from Travis up in AK. Answering that question, what's the...
I know Travis Hubbard.
Yeah, he mentioned that you'd given his wife the some crash award.
The wipeout.
The wipeout award.
Yeah, up there in Homer. He's from Anchorage, though. But I met him at the Homer Fat Bike Festival, the big Fat Bike Festival. So I actually have to. I have one thing I got to get out of the way here, which is I got to do a shout out to Kajel, or it's probably Kiel. He stopped in at Zion Cyclery. He's from Norway, and he's a regular listener of the show, and he chatted those guys up and made sure that wanted to say hello to us all. And so shout out to, I'm going to say Kjell.
Yeah, he had emailed in asking about where to go if he was in that area. So we sent him to the right place there at Zion Cyclery.
Yeah, do it. And that's all I really have to say. I'm on my way. Tomorrow I'll be in Fort Collins.
Going to visit the Moon Men, boys?
That's where all the Collins congregate and hold themselves up, I hear.
Behind a picket fence.
Of Collins. A latticework of Collins.
I mean, everybody drinks Tom Collins.
Hey.
And they listen to Bootsy Collins.
And drink Michael Collins whiskey. And listen to Phil Collins.
I called Fort Collins Fort Fun on Instagram. Some guy was like, where's that? I just wanted to say to the guy that posted that, I resisted putting, you know, your mom's house, your sister's house, depending. Yeah, it could be your grandma's house. I don't know.
This, in Age of Wonder, Gilf's run wild.
All fun.
I stopped myself from posting.
Very, very restrained of you.
I know. I've
cross addicted into verbalizing it.
So, Gomez, speaking of restraint, have you restrained yourself from cracking one as you're rolling at 80 through Nebraska?
Oh fuck yeah, yeah! No drinking and driving here, dude.
What's the speed limit down there?
It's 75. That's almost too fast to drink and drive.
Almost.
Really, folks, don't ride in. We don't drink and drive ever.
Never.
Not even soda.
As far as you know.
Or water.
So, yeah, but I have everything that I own, basically, in my car. I took the passenger seat out of my truck. So it's complete Beverly Hillbilly.
I did that in my caravan one time on the way down to Kansas. It actually, boy, you get a whole lot more room when there's nobody sitting over there.
I'm telling you, I've got, like, big plastic bins over there. I could actually, like, camp and drive at the same time. I could cook eggs. Just set up the old stove on top of these bins, flip them over. You want them over easy, or you want them scrambled?
Over easy, baby. I like a little runny yolk.
There you go.
So
that's my plan. Moonman, and then Reeb, and then I have an appointment to see the folks at Moots on Tuesday, going to Fruta, going to go ride with my old amigo Tommy, and then after that, going to make my way to the big saddle drive. Yippee! Fat bike and other stuff at the old saddle drive there in Ogden, Utah.
Yeah, up at Snow Basin, you should buy. It was beautiful last year. I hope you get the same weather we had there last year. It was just fantastic.
Well, speaking of Ogden, Utah, we should send some healing vibes to our friend Mark Peterson. He's apparently slipped a disc in his back.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah. Facebook told me.
Facebook tells me everything.
Yeah, get well, Mark. He's a good dude. He's very, very fat bike frenzy-ish.
For sure.
But I do think he's kind of discovering what both Gomez and I, at least, and maybe JK already know. Old guys don't fly well on bicycles.
I fly well. I just don't land good.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, the takeoff is okay.
It's
the crashing that hurts.
Yeah. And, you know, the bike that I brought out here is the Advocate Cycles Watchman. And on the way out, I've been listening to the Monkey Wrench Gang by Edward Abbey, which Tim Krueger gave me that book.
Oh, yeah, right.
And since I can't read and drive or drink and drive at the same time, I bought it on tape.
Thanks.
And I've been listening to it because their 29 or 27.5 plus bike his name the Hayduke after George Washington Hayduke, the one of the characters in the book.
Yeah, I remember the story. That's great that you can listen to it on the drive.
Yeah, I'm doing the whole, I'm immersing myself in the whole African cycle thing. I'm going to ride the bike. I'm going to listen to the book. I'm going to dye my beard red. And then I'm going to tell people, just call me Tim for this trip.
Yeah.
I'll be that guy.
Good call. You could even fill in over there at the salsa booth when you're in Saddle Drive.
Oh, I'll have to change my whole identity back, because then I'll have to be Gomez when I'm there. You know, invite only.
Right. So once you make the turnaround at Saddle Drive, what's your plan? Are you going to hot foot it back, or are you going to make a leisurely stroll back again?
Hey, I'm going to go through... I'm going to go through National, or what is it called, Great Sand Dunes National Monument. I plan on spending at least a night there, 2 days there, and I'm going to freaking find something to ride. I know I can't ride inside the National Monument, but I'm going to poke around and see what I can find. So there should be some good pictures in there.
Super. Is that south of the Colorado Springs there?
Yeah, that's off of the southern route, so the road that would take you across the top of the very bottom of Colorado. Salinas or Salitas is the town that's right close to Great Sand Dunes. But then I'm going to go from there and visit the new Borealis facility. New Boo facility, new Borealis facility, new tour of Moots, where we're going to get to see and touch and maybe have some body jewelry welded on me that, you know, titanium. I can add some more titanium parts to my body.
Very good.
And
JK has a few of those too.
Really?
Oh yeah. After his unceremonious exit from his bike at the bottom of the hill on New Year's Day.
Yeah.
He just rushed out the door to go to the bathroom.
Really? Like, yeah, I'm so glad Gomez called, because, well, we don't talk about drinking. I've had about 7 beers. No, just kidding, folks. You just drink apple juice. It looks like beer, but it tastes so, so fruity.
Mm-hmm. So we had that call from Travis, and he said that he and his wife would both spend up to $500 for warm winter boots, being that they're in Alaska. They were feeling a little cold-toed last year in their first year in the cold. What do you think?
Well, you know, we really want to talk to consumers. I talked to, of course, I'm going to see Adam Blake tomorrow. So I talked to him on the phone, and I told him I was calling in, and he said $500.
Yeah, well, I can certainly, there's two ways that I can totally see it. Number one, I'm going to be going where it's 20 to 40 below, and I'm riding flats, and there's just nothing that's cheap that's going to keep your feet warm, and I like my toes. And the other reason would be because I'm riding clipless pedals, and, you know, there's not the breadth of choices in clipless shoes, so you got to take what you can take, so... You know, I've spent well over $500 on shoes. I just have like 60 pairs of them. My wife.
I think that people who ride SPDs probably have a higher pain threshold on the price, because they want something very cycling specific, and the market is smaller. Those of us that ride flat, I mean, I was just looking at Zappos.com, and the boot that still, to this day, like, makes my eyeballs happy, and I know I've worn them, and they make my feet happy, are Sorel Conquests, which are $145 a pair.
Sure.
So, you know, I have the rare and beautiful and no longer made Wolfhammers that are made for flats.
Yeah.
So
I tried to get those, but they were already out.
So now they only make the ones with the cleats, and who knows what this winter has in store for us in accessories and whatnot, but maybe I'll see something at Saddle Drive.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll tickle the secrets right out of David DeBree.
Well, you know where people can find out about it first.
website that's got fat-bike.com.
Fat-bike.com. Very good.
And Eric Stavern, I know you listen to the show every week while you take your bath on Friday night. Yeah, watch out because I'm coming to tickle you too.
All right, man. Well, if you get a chance next week, can you give us a shout then too?
Oh, I brought my microphone and a computer, and so I'll probably have some beautiful like quotes from people that I need.
Cool. Well, we can insert that anywhere you like.
All right. If I call back, it isn't really me. It might be me imitating other people. I'll try not to laugh like I just laughed. I'll try and be like all serious.
All right, dude. Drive safe. Ride crazy.
Hey, fat bikers. This is Chris Daisy from Zion Cyclery. Most of the time I listen to heavy metal, but sometimes I listen to Sven and Gomez on Fat Bike Radio.
That was the ever entertaining Gomez calling from somewhere in Nebraska, rolling down, what is that? I-70 rolls through Nebraska, I think, or I-80. No, he's going to Fort Collins. I-80 for sure.
Ah, the one that's flat.
Oh yeah. That's kind of long. Yep.
That one I always remember is,
At least you can cruise it at a warp velocity these days, somewhat better than in the past. When I was on my trip, my vacation a couple of weeks ago, South Dakota's 80, man. You can really book across that thing.
Nice.
And watch the gas gauge go precipitously low as you're faster and faster. I think that brings us to the wonderful link segment of our show. Let's check in with some of these links. Did you take a look at some of these?
No.
Well,
I was going to, and then I guess I saw something shiny earlier. And
then I didn't. Well, the first one here, this beach race in the UK is this Sunday. It actually sounds really cool. They've got a spot with some dunes that they're allowed to race on, and there's actually a mountain bike class for some reason on the sand, but there's also a fat bike class. So next week we should check in and see what happened there. The Felt e-bike... That's really the e-bike thing, including fat e-bikes, is taking off over in Europe a lot more than here. And there's a report on one of the Felts in the Swiss Alps. And Mountain Flyer magazine has a Tour Divide report. And our friends from the Pass Less Pedaled, we had the report last week about the seven things to look for over there on the Oregon coast. This one is about riding in Iowa, 10 days on a road trip in Iowa.
Yeah, that Oregon coast link looks rad. Doing the sail.
Oh, right on. With the Gomez bikes. Sent that one in. I didn't get a chance to check that one out yet.
That's damn awesome. The wind is a big deal.
Very cool. You know, some of our usual suspects checked in last week. Bruce from Scotland. They had a spot of rain there. And Joe Boo got out with his kids and then hit some trails in Duluth. And we check in with Eric at the Bottom Bracket blog. He was kind of on the hiatus for a little while since like late last fall. He just kind of checked in and updated people with what's going on. And the guys at Fat Bike Republic take a look at the Swagman G10 Fat Bike Rack. All right, so and plus bike links this week. We've got Andy from our Fat Camp show over there in Michigan. He's got the Jameis Dragon Slayer for a review, and he's
Slayer.
they're playing tonight in Milwaukee, ladies and gentlemen, along with King Diamond and I don't remember who else, but
it's a big party.
Big party over there at the Rave. And Andy had a short-term review of the Dragon Slayer over on plusbikes.com.
Thanks for the call-ins this week. Next week's question is your fat bike your all-season buddy and friend or just a winter fling? You know, your snow bike.
Snow buddy.
You got your snow bike.
Thanks again to Surly for sponsoring the radio portion of today's broadcast. Check them out at surlybikes.com. And we're out of here.
You've been listening to Fat Bike Radio's weekly dose of fat. Find us on the web at fat-bike.com/radio. We'll see you next time.